Page number 266, point number 29, Future of Democracy. Democracy has been defined as the government of the people, by the people and for the people. This form of government has been set in India after independence. India is the largest democracy in the world. Every attempt has been made to strengthen democracy. Even then, its functioning has not been encouraging. Some people have started doubting the future of democracy. After setting up the democratic form of government, people thought that India would become a paradise. They thought that the country would regain its ancient glory and unemployment. Disease, poverty, and starvation would be banished. They hoped that democratic form of government after independence should usher in Ram Rajya, in which everybody would be happy. Unfortunately, the hopes of the people have been valid. 67 years after independence, 37% of the people in India live below the poverty line. Rising prices, corrupt and inefficient government machinery have made the life for the poor a nightmare. The government, which wants to remove the poverty, has been unable to relieve the miseries of the common man. People sometimes express their resentment by thinking of the British Raj when their lot was better. There are several reasons moved for which the people of India would have got disappointed with the functioning of democracy. Many illiterate people don't know for whom to cast their vote, so they vote for a person who either bribes them or who belongs to their caste or religion. Universal education in the country should have preceded universal franchise. Some misguided people think that in a democracy one is free to do whatever one likes. This result is chaos, maladministration, regionalism and provincialism. People have forgotten the country and their place, their own interest above those of the countries. People have no respect for law and order. There are strikes and agitations on a very trivial issues. Some hotheads go on the rampage and burn the national flag. The government machinery is inefficient and incompetent. It exposes itself to mockery and ridicule when it has to face a difficult situation. But Indians have firm faith in democracy. People often throw out a democratic government which does not perform well. This is what the voters do in election after election. This democracy is the best form of government suiting Indian conditions. So we shouldn't be pessimistic about the future of democracy in India. Its functioning needs to be improved. The leaders of the government must remove corruption from the government departments. The interests of the country have been pushed to the background. One wonders if Indians are really fit to give a clean and efficient administration to the country. People know the power of ballot. So in 1989 elections, they voted for a change. Janata Dal government was in power. In 1991 elections, we had a hung parliament. Politicians of all types, particularly those who have tasted the power, like to get back into the power. So we have functional anarchy. Future of democracy is not very bright. At present also, we have a government with many allies and they are trying to pull the government in different directions. But we should be purged of corrupt and semi-educated politicians for a better democratic government.